Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Bavli, Daf Lamed Hei. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvav Amad Aleph, on the 10th line, Chevraya. Chevraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Chevraya, the people of the Beit Medrash said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Doidim divrei seifim le divrei teiva, v'chavivim ke divrei teiva, v'chachich kiyein hatoiv. They said, discussing the pasuk we had before, that your love refers to the words of the Chazal, that they are close to the written Torah, and they are beloved like the written Torah, as the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud, and your palate is like the best wine. The old Torah is compared to the palate, and the written Torah is compared to wine. The palate senses the true taste and understanding of the wine. Shimon bar Ba v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, doidim divrei seifim le divrei Torah, v'chavivim yoifim le divrei Torah, ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Shimon bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, your love refers to the words of Chazal, that they are close to the written Torah and are even more beloved than the written Torah, as the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, for your love is better than wine. Rabbi Bar Koyen, b'shem Bar Pazi, Teid lecha shedivrei seifim chavivim yoifim le divrei Torah, sh'arei Rabbi Tarfon, yir loikoa loihaya oive, ela ba'asei, m'pnei sh'aval divrei beis hillel, chayav misa, al shem uporet geder, yishachenu nochash. Rabbi Abba Bar Koyen, quoting Bar Pazi, says, I'll prove to you that the words of the sages are even more beloved than the written Torah, because as if Rabbi Tarfon, and which appears in the Mishnayos Brachos in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad, if he would not have read Kriyishma at all, he would have only negated a positive mitzvah. But when he transgressed the words of Beis Hillel by lying down to recite the evening Kriyishma, he became liable with his life, as the Pasuk says in Koheleth Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches, one who breaks the fence, which is the word of Chazal, a snake will bite him. Tani, Rabbi Yishmol, Divrei Torah, Yesh Behem Isser, Yesh Behem Heter, Yesh Behem Kalim, Yesh Behem Chamurim, Aval Divrei Seifim, Kulam, Choymer, Tataninan, the Tanin and Taman Ha'ime ain't feeling lava al Divrei Torah Pater. Chamish Toitavis Laisa al Divrei Seifim Chayev. Rabbi Shmuel talks on the basis of the Torah's prohibitions and permissions, leniencies and stringencies, but the words of Chazal are all stringent, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechet Sanhedrin in the 11th Perek. A Chacham who instructs that there is no mitzvah of Tefillin in the Torah is exempt from the death penalty for being a rebellious sage, as Akin Mamre. But if he instructed that there must be 5 sections to the head Tefillin instead of 4, which is known through the old tradition, Torah Shebal Peh, rather than actually being written in the Torah, then he is liable the death penalty. Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Idi, b'shem Rav Tanchum, Rav Chia, Chamurim divrei zakenim and divrei neviim, d'chsiv al tatifu yetifun, v'chsiv atif lecha layayin ulesheicha. Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Idi and Rabbi Tanachim, Rabbi Chia said, the words of Chazal are more stringent than the words of the prophets, because the Pasuk says in reference to the nation rejecting the words of the true prophet and accepting the words of the false prophets, it says in Micha in Perek Beis Pasuk Vav, do not preach, they preach. And the prophet Micha responded to them by saying that even if they refuse to listen to the words of the prophets, they should listen to the words of the Chazal, who are compared to wine and strong drink. As the Pasuk says in Micha Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, I will preach to you to drink wine and strong drink. And it shows that they cherish the words of Chazal more than the words of the prophets. Now we have in Lamahin Daimin. Lamelech Shilach Shnei Simantirin Shalai Lamedina Alechad Mehen Kosov, Yemainem Marelachem Choysim Shili Vesimantirin Shili Ataminiloi. Alechad Mehen Kosov Afar Pisha Einem Marelachem Choysim Shili Vesimantirin Shili Haminuloi. Kach Benavi Ksiv Venosan Elecha Ois Oimephes Bramhacha Apiatera Ashiyarucha. To what can we compare the role of a prophet and the role of a sage? To a king that sent 2 servants to a certain place. About one servant, he wrote in his book of laws, if he does not show you my seal and my sign, don't believe him. About the other servant, he wrote, even if he does not show you my seal and my sign, believe him. And similarly, about a prophet, the Torah says in Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, and he shall give you a sign or wonder, that he has to prove himself before you believe him. But regarding the Chachamim, the Torah says in Dvarim Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, according to the law that they instruct you. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Rabbi Shimon bar Ba b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Levi b'nei Shavoyv Agolim Shesham Nishchotim l'shem Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, said, and I get back to what we said before, why did Rabbi Meir rule that Unaki cheese is prohibited? The answer is because most calves that are slaughtered there are for idolatry, so if their stomachs would be used to producing cheese, it would prohibit the cheese. Now the next couple of lines are a repetition of what we had before. Shom Rabbi Yochanan l'mama yafa l'mendeinu Rabbi Shekein HaShechet b'hem l'Avodah Zarah afilo pirusha osa. Rabbi Yochanan heard this and said that you have taught us well, Rebbe, that if one slaughters an idol, an animal for idolatry, even if excretions are prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan by Matzah Tabas, Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, if idolaters slaughtered an animal for idolatry and a ring was found in the stomach, is it prohibited to derive benefit from it? And Rabbi Yossi Tabas Baina, he Pirusha Gufihi. Rabbi Yossi answered, a wing is different because it's considered separate to the body of the animal. The excretions found in its intestines are prohibited because they are considered part of the animal. We now come to a new piece. Ma sofa gamila. In the Mishnah, we said that Rishmol said that if a kohen who is not repulsed may sofa the stomach of a burnt offering, he had made sofa raw. What do you mean by sofa? The answer is gulp it down. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar Kakois Zoyim Hada Amar Hashoyse Bekois Zoyim Loi Nena Veloi Moil. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, why do the Chachamim disagree with the Rishmol and say that the kohen may not benefit from the stomach fats if he did, he's not liable a meal offering? It's as if a person drank non-sanctified wine from a used consecrated cup. This shows that a person may not drink from such a cup, but if he did, he is not liable meila. Why didn't Rabbi Shua reveal to Rabbi Shmuel the real reason for prohibiting the cheese of idolaters? And Rabbi Yochanan b'Pesha b'Kov asram Rabbi Shmuel haya cotton. The answer Rabbi Yochanan gives is because they had recently prohibited it, and the Chachamim didn't reveal the reasons for the decree within the first 12 months of the decree, except to the greatest Torah scholars. And at that time, Rabbi Shmuel was still considered just a junior scholar rather than a great Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Chunya, Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva, Makshi, Im Lefliga, Bedroim, Haya Mevakesh, Haya Lasi, Bechamish, Hashuro, Shibatoira, Veilahen, Seif, Auro, Macha, Meshukadim, Bekam. Rabbi Chunya and Rav Chama bar Ukva asked, in the Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Shua changed the subject instead of answering Rabbi Shmuel's question. If that was his intention, why didn't Rabbi Shua discuss the five psukim of the Torah that have no resolution as to the correct place to put the syntax, meaning to which side of the sentence a certain word is connected? And they are as follows, and we're going to discuss each one: Sa'is, Arur, Machar, Meshukadim, and Kum. One of these cases. The first case is Sa'is. Haloi im Tetiv, Sa'is, oi Sa'is, im Loi Tetiv. Should the pasuk in Bereishis Perek Dalet Pasuk Zion be read, if you do well, it will be carried, means forgiven, or your sin will be carried, Seis, if you do not do well. Ki ba'apam hogu ish b'sonim akusho, oro oi oro apam ki az. The case of oro now is, should the Pasuk in Bereishis Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Zion be read, and in their anger they killed man, and in their will they cut off a cursed ox, or cursed is their anger because it was fifth. And now the third one is Machar. Ve'im Moshe El Yoshua Tzev Hilachem Ba'amalek Machar Ve'machar Nechi Nitzav Arosh Hagiva. Should the Pasuk in Shemois Perek Yizayim Pasuk Tes read, and Moshe said to Yoshua, go and battle Amalek tomorrow, which is Machar, or tomorrow, I will stand on top of the hill. And now the fourth case. V'noyra Arba Gvim Meshukadim or Meshukadim Kaftireh Forcheha Meshukadim. Should the Pasuk in Shemois Perek Hafei Pasuk Lamed Dalet say, and the menorah, four goblets like almond blossoms, Mishukadim, or made like almond blossoms, shall be its knobs and its flowers. And the fifth example, V'yayim Hashem HaMoshe, Hinecha Sheikha V'ma V'secha V'kam, Oy V'kam Ha'am Azeh V'zona. Should the Pasuk in Dvarim in Perek Lamadalas Pasuk Tezayim be read, and you and Hashem said to Moshe, behold, you are about to lie with your fathers, and rise up, V'kam. Or should it read, and this people will rise up and go astray. And the last one, Rabbi Tanachim added additional one, Moisif, Hada b'nei Yaakov bo'u min ha-sadeh, k'shamam o k'shamam yitzasru ha-anoshim. The Pasuk in Bereishis in Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Zayin, should it be read, and the sons of Yaakov came from the field when they were heard, k'shamam, or when they heard, k'shamam, the men stood. Amar Rabbi La answered, yesh dram she-meshikim aleihem mesapeh, heich kamadat amar yeshkeni m'neshikois pihu. Rabbi La answered that he instead discusses in the Pasuk, in Shir Ashurim Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, kiss me with the kisses of your lips. There are things that should not be revealed and should leave the lips closed, in this case referring to the real reason behind the decree against the cheese of idolaters. Amav Yitzchak, Ksiv Va'isi Siv Hashem, Oisi Va'isi. Neuli Dvarim Shenema Lachem B'nem Ali, Dvarim Shenema Beinai Levein Atzmi. The Pasuk says of Yitzchak, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Dalad, Pasuk Yudalad, and Hashem commanded me to teach you. They should say Oisi, me, and not Va'isi, and me. The extra letter Vav teaches that there were some things that they were told to me to teach you, and there were some things that were told to me to keep secret and not to reveal. Rav Shimon Chalafta, Rav Chagga B'Shem, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Kvasim Levushacha, Umechir Sade Atudim, Kvasim Ksiv. Rav Shimon Ben Chalafta, Rav Chagai, quoting Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, says the Pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Chof Vav, says that there will be lambs, Kvasim, for your clothing, and he-goats are the value of the field. Surely it's lamb's wool or lamb's skin that's for your clothing. And the word kvasim is read as kvashim, meaning covered. Haketzad, how is this? בשעה שתלמידים קטנים כובש עליהם דברי תורה, הגדילו ונעשו כעתודים כלליהם רזי תורה. When the Torah students are young, cover the words of Torah under your garments and refrain from teaching them things that are beyond their comprehension. And when they're older, and they become like he-goats, which become them more fluent in their learning, reveal to them the secrets of Torah like a field that's open to everyone. V'dam v'saye l'madatani v'b'shimem ben yuchai v'ele ha-mishpatim ha-shetosim lefneihem ma'a sim ha-zois ein ha-niglis l'cho beryeh kach ein l'cha v'shus l'shakeh et azmecha v'divri Torah el lefnei b'nei adam k'sherim. As a support for that which v'b'shimem ben yuchai taught, the pasuk is in Shmois Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and these are the ordinances that you shall place before you, that you shall place before them. The word tasim, you shall place, is understood here to mean a treasure house. Just as a treasure house is not revealed to anyone, so you may only teach Torah to upstanding people. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Eila Adroim Shel Akum Asurim Ve'in Isurim Issahano. The following items of idolatry are prohibited to consume, but are not prohibited to derive benefit. Chal Shechal Benochri Ve'in Yisoreu Hapas Vashemen Shelahem Ushlakois Rebbe Ubeistinli Hitir B'Shemen Kroshim Shetachon Laseis Behem Yayin V'Choymet V'Shvistrufa V'Tzir She'ein Bardaga V'Achilek V'Koret Shel Chiltif U'Menach Slukanawis Hare Elu Asurim Ve'in Isurim Issahano. Milk that was milked by an idolater without a Jew present, their bread and their oil, although Rav Yehuda Nasi said, in his basement said they permitted the case of the oil, their boiled foods and pickled foods into which is usually added wine or vinegar, diced tereus, which is a certain type of kosher fish, brine, unless the kilbis fish swims in it, chilek, fish that are late to grow fins and scales, a koret, which is a cut piece of chiltis, which is a spice, and selunkeris, salt. And the Gemara says, why is it milk? Why is milk that was milked by an idolater which is not supervised prohibited? And Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon citing Rav Shimon ben Levi said it's because they are not careful to refrain from leaving it uncovered, giloi, and there's a concern that a snake came and drank from it and put his venom into it. Ask the Gemara v'yamid, why not ferment the milk to make cheese, as milk containing venom will not congeal? Rav Shmuel Yitzchak said, because of the venom that might remain between the holes of the cheese. The Brisa supports this. There are three types of venom. One floats, one sinks, and one rises to near the top.
Once there were labourers in a field, a jug of water was left uncovered. The first group of labourers drank from it and did not die, but the second group of labourers drank and died. I say it's because it was the venom of a young snake which sank to the bottom of the jug so that it didn't do damage to the first labourers. In the days of Rabbi Yirmiyah, a barrel of water of the Beis HaMedrash HaGadol was left uncovered. The earlier people that drank from it did not die, but the later ones did die, and I say it was because it was venom that sinks from a young snake. V'tanya Kain, Avatiach Shenikra V'Ochlu Memenu Asor B'nei Adam V'chein Yayin Shenizgala V'Shos Memenu Asor B'nei Adam Osor L'Chol V'Lishtois Achareihem Ani Omer Eres Shekeh Haya. The Tosefta in the Maseches Truma supports this, which supports that the law that if an item was left uncovered and people ate or drank from it and were not damaged, it's still prohibited to eat or drink from after that. And the case is if a watermelon was found to have a hole and there was a concern that a snake left his venom in it and 10 people ate from it and were not damaged. Similarly, if wine was left uncovered and 10 people drank from it and were not damaged, it's prohibited to eat or drink from the remainders because I'm concerned that it was venom that sinks. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, and he disagrees with what we said before, that why is milk from an idolater prohibited? Because he might have mixed it with milk from a non-kosher animal. The Tosefta supports this. If a Jew sits at a distance, an idolater may milk and bring him the milk of the drink without concern, as we can see if there was a non-kosher animal there. If the reason for the prohibition is that it might have been left uncovered, it would be prohibited since the Jew can't always see if it was left uncovered. Pitan, Vyako Ba'acha B'Shem Rav Yonathan, Pas Malchus Shel Imum Hi, Kach Ani Oime, Mokem She Pas Yisrael Mutsuya, Bedinhu Shetehit Pas Nochrim Asura, Vyemamu Alea, Vyetirua. Vyako Ba'acha, quoting Rav Yonathan, said that concerning the bread of idolaters that had been prohibited, the permission to eat an idolater's bread came with Imum, which is confusion. What was the conclusion of the sages in this matter? When a Jew's bread is available, one should not buy an idolater's bread, but the sages then permitted it. Oi mokum she ain passi some would see a bedin who should take pass nochem muteris, bimole, yasur, or is it that when there's no Jews' bread available, idolatrous bread should be permitted, but they actually prohibited it? Amma bimana, vichi yesh imum le'isa, bimana asked the question, is there such a thing as imum that prohibits? The term is only ever used to mean something that they permitted. Upas loy katavshile nochem hu, kach, anu oimim mokum she ain tavshile yisor mutsuyim, bedin hu she ain tavshile nochem mutoim, bimolea, bisur. The answer is, doesn't bread have the same rules as tavshilei nochrim, which is food cooked by Gentiles? Do we say that in the place where the foods cooked by Jews are not available, the foods cooked by Gentiles are permitted? And in the state of confusion, they prohibited it. So we do find that imam can prohibit. Ella, kine mokam she'en pas yisrael mutsuya, bedinu she'te pas nochrim asura, v'imu alea, v'tirua, b'vnei chai nefesh. Rather, when Jewish baked bread is not available, the bread of the Gentiles should be prohibited, but in the state of imam, they permitted it because of the concern for starvation. Rabban the Kisim b'shem of Yaakov bar Acha k'divrei mi shirumate uvad min apalta v'loy avdin kain. Rabban of Kisim, quoting of Yaakov bar Acha, said, we follow the lenient opinion as long as it's baker's bread rather than a private individual's bread who might have used non-kosher ingredients, but the people do not follow this limitation. Amun k'oimei rabchiyah rubba tani b'shem ben yachai kain oichal tisbu me'itam v'kesev v'achaltem v'goyme ma'amayim l'nishtanu m'viyosem af kol davosh l'nishtanu m'viyosei. The Brisa was said before the great Reb Chiya. Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, the Pasuk says about the children of Esav in Dvarim Perek Beis Pasuk Vav, you shall buy food from them with money that you may eat, and also water you shall buy from them with money that you may drink. Just as water that does not change through heating with fire may be consumed if heated by the Gentiles, so too any food that doesn't change through heating with fire may be consumed if heated by the Gentiles. Hetivan, we asked the question, and Reb Chiya HaGadol asked from the Tosefta, "Hai mutlaya pankurisim kuftiyos v'kalayis v'chamen shalahen hai eilu mutarim. Nicha kul hain shehen yicholin leishayis lachzor l'kamois shahayu kalayis lama." The question is, from this price, says, parsley, flax, and fenugreek seeds that are soaked in lukewarm water, caper flowers, leeks, roasted wheat grains, and their hot water are all permitted for Jew to consume. Now, all of these cases are understandable because the Gentiles' cooking is not significant, since one could soak them in water and they return to the way they were before they were cooked. However, as for roasted wheat grains, why are they permitted if their roasting is irreversible? Rav Yosef ben Brun, b'shem Rav, kol oichel shu ne'echol, kamo shu chai, b'cha, ein boi m'shem b'shalei nochrim, the answer of Yosef ben Brun, quoting Rav, says that any food that's eaten raw is not subject to the prohibition of food cooked by a Gentile if it's cooked. In my past, yesh b'mishum b'shulei nochrim, something that's eaten with bread is included in the prohibition. Ma'amakayim Rabbi Chiya Rubba oichal tisbu meitam ba'oichal tisbu ha'achaltoi sabaltoi im hayakasha alecha ba'oichal tisbu v'imlav hir ba'alav kesev. The question is, how does Rabbi Chiya HaGadol, who did not agree with the interpretation of Rabbi Shimon Yochai Vav, how do you understand the pasuk in Dvarim in Perek Beis Pasuk Vav? You should buy food from them. So if you can, and he says, if you can appease the children of Esau by feeding them, you should do so. And if they still have bad intentions against you, appease them with money. Amun Kain, Havu Yonison, Ovid Kain, Kat Havu Bar Nash, Rav Alil Lakalta, Havu Mashach Le, Ikrin, De In Asa, Dein Detam, Oi, then the Amala Yishkach Apin Mephisa. They said that Rabbi Yonison would do this. Whenever he saw a senior official arriving in the city, he would send him a gift to honor him, so that if a case involving an orphan or widow would come up before the official, Rabbi Yonison would then be able to appease him.